With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We
are the 1, 2, 3
Sore
Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher, even though there just really isn't any sports going on right now. And one more thing, I just don't know the who's or the what's what.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male. You have to learn to alter your intro if world events cause it to be altered.
Correct.
I don't shotgun beers at bars. I do it at home now, in quarantine, with my fiance, Bae. Godspeed.
Guys, I got to let you know something real quick. I don't feel good.
What the hell do you mean
no,
you don't feel
good? I don't feel good right now.
Coach?
Like?
My leg hurts.
Coach, but the last thing we need is a fear monger.
Coach.
Did you see what he did there? He set us up. Like, Ray and I both looked at you like...
Hey, I got a little cramp on my leg.
First of all, I was wondering why we hadn't talked about it on the big show, and then I realized
you were
literally pulling our leg.
Hey, for real, my shoulder, dude, I don't know what I've done to my shoulder.
That's not a symptom.
Right.
Okay,
then I'm good.
What about your shoulder? Have you been golfing?
No, Coach, I think it's the way I sleep on or something. I think I've dislocated my shoulder.
No, you have been golfing.
Yeah, but I don't feel my shoulder at all when I'm golfing.
It's just later because you're about to be 42, so you're getting up there. So
I'm a sideways sleeper, dude, and I think my mattress is as hard as a rock right now, and it screwed my shoulder up.
Because tomorrow is your birthday, right?
Yeah.
42.
41.
Happy birthday, 41. Pat.
41.
Hey, should we sing to you?
Please no.
Hey, are we sharing the secret? I don't know if all of our listeners know about golf courses around the country.
No,
right
don't
now.
Tell them.
Okay.
Because then we're going to go and then we're going we're going to wait in line.
I don't know if it's true or not, but they said
it's true. Don't tell them.
How do you know it's everywhere? How do you know it's not just here?
I don't know, but then people are going to be like, well, that's not a bad idea.
And well, guys.
Next thing you know, you're going to have some homeless dude going, next on T-Box number one, these two fellas.
Yeah, right now, if you walk.
Shut up.
What?
This is our little secret.
If you walk to the grocery store, it's good exercise and okay. But if you walk the munis, they're free.
Good.
At least here in town, the municipal golf courses are free.
Listen. Shh. You hear that? Taylor Dial just grabbed his bags.
Hey, Lox just grabbed some beers and his golf clubs. He's headed to the course.
Taylor just grabbed his car keys to do the shotgun on the golf course.
So I have confirmation in Texas as well to corroborate that there's no stick. There's no sticks. So you got to kind of imagine where the hole is.
No, the ones here, I think they left the flag sticks in.
Wait. So the ones in
that'd
Texas?
Be rude. Yeah.
Confirmation in Texas. The courses are free, but there's no sticks.
Hey, Coach.
There's no holes? That's so dumb.
There's holes. But there's no flags.
There's no flag in it. But here's
that's okay.
That's okay.
How the hell do
maybe
you know?
For someone that sucks you, for people like me that have need a place to aim.
The last time we played, I beat you, so let's calm down. Let's calm down.
And my shoulder was hurting me.
Anyway, it does make a difference, but if there's no hole, then there's no point in playing, is what I was saying.
Coach, are they going to cover the hole up? No. Why would they cover the hole up?
They cover the hole up. You know they put a new hole every night.
Yeah, they change it. Do you think that
what a cock block if a golf course goes and blocks all the holes.
No, if I go over there and there's no hole, guess what? I'm making a hole.
Yes, okay. Because in the winter, the golf course by my house, they put tarps over the greens. So they have no hole. Like, if you picked up the green, it would be solid.
Have you gone to lift up the tarp?
Yes.
Hey, he's on camera.
Dude, you have some boring weekends if he lifts up the tarp looking for a hole.
Honey, I'm about to go break the law.
So to answer your question, they do have it sometimes where there's no hole.
Rare.
But you don't know for a fact. You assume because they put a tarp over it.
Why would they go all winter one hole in the middle of the green?
You're right, though. You have a good theory, but you have no proof.
I believe they fill the holes during the off season.
Yes. Yeah. And if they're not going to be using them, no one's going to be playing the course, they're going to just put the hole back in. They're not going to just have one hole just not filled in.
Well, then I'm about to go make my own hole.
But that is really cool that they're doing that. If you walk the munis.
I don't know if they want you to do it.
No, they said it.
There's signs up that said, please play our course for free.
They said it on the news.
It's good morale for the community.
I get it.
It's city property. It's like a park.
My friend in Texas said, you got to do it, but you got to jump over a couple things.
Hey, I know people like in high school, they got drunk or whatever, and they would go steal
Twilight Golf.
Golf course flags. If you have one in your garage, or maybe you stole when you were 18, go put it and stick it on the green.
Or this is a good time. I don't know how soft the green will be. That's a good place to make some...
To find that 19th hole?
Here we go. Did you ever do this? Yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead. What was your name?
That's none of your business.
What time did what happened? Tell us the story.
No.
He's like, I'm in the hole. And she's like,
hole in one.
That's the golf hole.
I just fit in my entire leg.
She's like, what are you doing? That's not me.
Anyway.
I just lost my virginity.
Hey, and this dude's digging his knees on the soft green. Hey, so the 6:30 tee time dudes go off or whatever. They're putting on hole number 7. And perfect putt. And it's like, ba-boom, ba-boom.
There's just a little dimple, though, on the green. I wonder what happened there.
I mean, I hit the best putt ever. Why did that just bump up 2 times?
Is that someone's knee there imprinted in the green?
Charles, your ball just jumped twice.
Charles, did you leave the plastic on your golf ball? Oh, what the?
Hey, the ball's rolling perfectly, and it just stops. Hey, it stops because it's sticky.
Did it rain last night? There's some dew or something all over the putting green.
Oh, man. But, yes, go walk your moonies. Take your girl out to the golf course. Go do a picnic on the 18th green. It's open to the public. It's
free.
Didn't
hear that from us.
Didn't hear it from us.
No, Lunchbox told you. Lunchbox from the Sore Losers podcast.
You're the one that told me it was free. So.
I told you. You're the one announcing it to the world.
Well, yes. Why would I not share information with the people that listen to us, that have our backs? We want them to enjoy some free. They're stuck in their house. Get some free fresh air and free golf. I mean, golf is expensive. You need something to boost your morale.
Hey, Florida, though, they ain't clearing the beaches. People are probably still golfing there, and they're charging them, too.
There's nothing wrong.
Probably.
Even if the privies are still open, go. They're still open.
Yeah, go. The security guard's not going to come within 6 feet of you.
I'm warning you. You can't, I try it, bud.
Oh, and guys, we have some breaking news.
Oh,
breaking
news. Tom Brady. Tom Brady's going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tom Brady Tom Brady is officially a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Oh, Buck.
He signed a 2-year.
What the Buck are you talking about?
2-year, $50 million deal.
The Bucks are going to be bucking good.
Hey, that's a lot of bucking money.
And it's all bucking guaranteed.
Yeah. Hey, I thought he didn't do that with teams. I guess.
$25 million is cheap for a quarterback. Tannehill's getting 29 or 30.
Oh,
it's really not that much money.
No, you're right. 25 is not a lot of money
compared to the other quarterbacks. Pull up the highest.
My computer's not working.
Yeah, it is. Pull it up.
It's not working.
And I don't know if on Daily Mail. I don't know if it was an old picture of Giselle, but she's already in a bikini. I mean, she's going to buckin' love the Florida weather over Boston.
Hey, I bet you Mo is probably going to have their mail route. What if Mo delivers Tom Brady's mail every day?
Dude, he'll do bedroom deliveries. He'll go right through the door. I mean, it'd be the best UPS service you've ever seen in your life.
Wow, okay. Jared Goff, $36 million this year. Cap hit. Russell Wilson, $31 million. Dak Prescott, $30 million. Jimmy Garoppolo, $26 million. And then it would be Tom Brady at 25. I mean,
that's
boom.
Top what? Six?
Yeah.
The top six paid.
Not bad.
Not bad for a 50-year-old.
$25 million a year. So he's there for 2 years, guaranteed. And in his contract, he said, they cannot tag me after the second year.
On Twitter? What do you mean?
Franchise tag after the contract's up. So he's planning maybe on playing after those 2 years.
Hey, Coach, what does that mean? Like, so when they say they've given Tom Brady the franchise tag, what does that mean?
That means that he can't go negotiate with another team, and he gets, I believe, you'll have to look it up, the exact, but top five at that position,
yeah,
you get the mean of that, the top five.
The meme?
Mean, like average.
Of money.
Yes.
So more money.
No, you don't. I don't understand what you're asking.
I don't know. I don't know what the franchise tag means. I just don't know. So like it's so they tag you. All right, Tom, you are tagged for the next year.
Franchise tag.
Our franchise that quarterback.
Means, no, not. Oh. It's just franchise tag. It can be running back. It can be a defensive back. It can be a safety, a linebacker. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
If you get the franchise tag, you get like I think what is the fifth highest salary or average at that position, and you can't negotiate with other teams, so you can't go anywhere.
It's like a non-compete.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Still a little confused. But
are
okay.
you still amazed
do
by
you
the
know
way
what this means?
The way he's able to break down a contract is still impressive. Have you considered going into, I don't know.
No, I just read it.
Coach, did you learn anything he just said? Because I didn't learn anything.
It's very difficult for the common person. We look at wins and losses, won bets, lost bets. But this is a totally different world of sports that I've actually never delved into before.
Oh, Coach, I'm down to the, did he catch the ball or did he drop it?
The franchise tag is you can only apply to one player on your team.
Oh, only one?
Yes.
So every team has one franchise tag player?
But not everybody uses it.
Kind of like a blue light special.
It blocks them from becoming an unrestricted free agent.
Okay.
It blocks them from going to another team. So you tag them, and you have to pay them a certain level of salary depending on that position averaged out.
Do you want to be a franchise tag?
No.
Oh.
Because you're only playing on a one-year contract. That's why Earl Thomas was so mad when the Seahawks franchised him, and then he broke his leg. Because he wanted a big contract, and they franchise tagged him. And so when he hurt his leg and he went off on the cart, he flicked off the whole sideline and Pete Carroll because he was mad.
The old Oilers running back?
What?
Earl
Thomas.
Are you talking about the Texas?
Earl Campbell, my bad. Got it. Like, why is he flipping off Pete Carroll?
He was really just
kind of flipping off the whole Seattle Seahawks organization because they franchised him. Then he got hurt. And so he was hoping for a big payday. And then you're coming off a broken leg. It hurts your stock. That's why you don't want to be franchised. Like you look at Melvin Gordon. He held out. And the Chargers were offering him $10 million a year. He had his worst year when he ended his holdout. And now they're saying that he's getting nowhere near $10 million offers. Like we're talking half that.
Wow. That's a business, dude. Negotiating.
He took a chance.
Buy low, sell high.
Took a chance. Zeke got paid.
Supply what happened to Gurley? Why is Gurley no longer good?
No, he's still good.
Why'd he get cut?
Because he was too expensive. The Rams have blown their load by giving everybody.
Whoa, Coach.
They gave everybody so much money guaranteed in these huge contracts.
Just Goff for the highest paid quarterback?
Dude, I want to see the ESPN anchor. The Rams have blown their load on this one. We'll be back in 10.
So they're just by releasing him, they're still costing themselves like $25 million over the next 2 years against the cap.
They must have really
But if they kept him past today, I believe, they owed him another $10 million guaranteed.
Ooh.
So they said, see you later. And he signed with the Falcons.
Gotcha. Did you guys see the thing about the Big Three basketball? They're going to Is that a joke?
I don't understand how they're going to do that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It said if players agree to it, the Big Three is going to try and do some games on TV.
The Big Three, yeah, no LeBron.
No, the dumb A tournament they used to have on TV.
The Ice Cube League, where it's like former players usually, and they play 3-on-3.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I saw a thing they're going to try and have that where just they play, nobody's in the fans in the stands, but they at least have something on TV.
I just don't get how you can do that with 10 or less people. There's three on each team.
So they're six. They
got to have a sub.
They could do it without a coach. No, that'd be the game. Like, if one goes out, sorry, it's 2-on-3 now.
Because of Corona?
Yeah. So just six.
They test them.
Don't need coaches. They probably need a ref, so they just don't foul each other the whole time. So that's seven.
I've never seen the Big Three. I've never watched it, so I don't
really know. One camera guy, that's eight.
All I know is there's a four-point shot, and it's the dumbest thing ever.
See, that you already lost me.
There's a four-point?
Yeah, but if there's nothing on TV, I mean, right now, there's horse racing. I mean, we have people watching that. Didn't Mo go to a horse race?
No, he was going to go.
No, but he
talked a big game like he was going to go. Like, I'm going to the horse race. I'm going to bet some horses. And then the next post was, I told my wife I was going to the horse races, and she said, you need to go get a haircut. And he was like, I ain't going to get a haircut. And guess where I'm at? And it showed him at the barbershop.
He's married?
He's got married with three kids. Wow. I mean, he says that, but we always see him in his car. We've never seen him actually in a house.
You think he's homeless.
No, you thought that.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did the last time.
No.
When the Rays forced a game five against the Astros, he was out celebrating his car. You called him out for being homeless.
I don't remember that.
But anyway, back to Tom Brady. He released a statement about joining the Bucs, and we have Tom Brady here to join us to read the statement.
We will now start the press conference. Mr. Brady.
Hey, guys. Thank you. I'm excited, humble, and hungry. Why is he hungry? If there's one thing that I've learned about football is that nobody cares what you did last year. Thank God. Because I cheated. And everyone forgot about that. It's you earn the trust and respect of those around through your commitment every single day. I'm starting a new football journey.
So I'm going to kiss New England goodbye and my kid.
Thankfully for the Buccaneers, I'm very thankful for the Buccaneers for giving me an opportunity to do what I love to do. I look forward to meeting all my new teammates and coaches and proving to them that they are what that they can believe and trust in me. Even though I've cheated in the past.
Small asterisk, but real talk, Tampa Bay Bucks, what's the PSI on those footballs?
I have always believed that well done is better than well said, except for steaks at Arby's.
I can't wait to come to Tampa Bay, of course, with my trainer. He goes everywhere with me.
So I'm not gonna say much more. Did he really write this? So I'm gonna not gonna say much more. He didn't say, is this really his quote?
That's what it has.
Wow. Thank you so much. I'm going to get to work. Goodbye.
Oh, and one more thing. If you have any plays in the playbook that are over 45 yards, scrap that. Stick with the 5 or 6 yarders.
Coach, there's no way he wrote this.
That is what
he really said. So I'm going to not going to say much more.
Listen, it's a screenshot of his from his Instagram or whatever that Adam Schefter tweeted it. So that's his statement.
I'm just gonna get to work.
Yes.
Hashtag year one.
Is there any chance deep down that Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and that offense, they are disappointed they got Tom Brady?
No, they're, yeah. No, they're pumped.
No,
pumped.
Mike Evans loved
Jameis Winston.
J-Boo.
I know that on the outside, they're going to say everything. Oh, we're so excited to play with the greatest of all time. But deep down is the little bit of them like, oh, man, why do we have to deal with Tom Brady, A, who can't throw it long? We're going to have to, you know, shorten our routes, and my numbers aren't going to be as good. We don't have a good enough chance to win. Jameis Winston could chunk that ball, and we can go deep.
Dude, I went and saw Bucks. Eddie, that was the game you came to,
yeah,
right? It was Bucks, Titans.
I didn't go.
J-Boo.
Why didn't you go?
I wasn't invited.
Oh, you didn't buy a ticket?
No.
That was when you lost your ticket on the field,
I did,
Eddie. Anyways, J-Boo launches it to Mike Evans. He had 200 yards that game, probably. That ain't something Brady's going to do. Their relationship was crazy. It just seemed like, hey, man, just go deep. I'm going to launch it to you. Sometimes I'm going to throw it 5 yards over your head. Sometimes I'm going to hit you perfect.
And sometimes I'm going to throw 20 interceptions, but that's okay.
But he went willy-nilly. It looked like Mike Evans loved him. You're not getting these Hail Mary shots from Brady.
Right, so I'm saying, is there a chance deep down they're sitting at their house going, man, why did we go sign Tom Brady? Like, on the outside, you're going to appear happy. But deep down, it's like, I just don't think that fits my game.
Yeah, don't know if this is the proper breakdown, but I feel Mike Evans is going to get take a lot more shots. On his deep routes with Jabu, a lot of the times he was fading out of bounds. It was or he was going for a touchdown. With Brady, you going 5 or 6 yards, you're going to get drilled. You're going to have to come up with some yak, or you ain't getting yards. Mic drop.
I just think that they look at it as like, this is great. I mean, the cameras are going to come to Tampa Bay. The press is going to follow us heavily. This is a good thing for us for 1 year. And then we can
2 years.
Or 2 years. Then we can start winning later. Because, yeah, I think deep inside they know they're not going to be winning.
Tampa Bay Bucks players' wives? Excited. They're going to get to chill with Giselle. Maybe get some of her Instagram followers.
See, I don't think Giselle's friends with other wives.
Oh. No?
I think Giselle thinks she's too good.
I mean, is that something you made up or
yeah,
you
do
know?
Do we know Giselle?
I mean, do you know anything or are you just kind of saying?
Hey, I think she's a goody two-shoes.
When I watch her on TV, I get the feeling she thinks she's
because
too good.
She's up in her own private box. I don't see her chilling in the wives section.
But that doesn't mean she thinks she's too good.
But you guys were talking about how she's going to be chilling with all the other wives.
I thought that.
No, he did.
Assumption, hoping it was true.
So assumption plus assumption.
Yeah.
Great.
That's exactly right. I just don't think, I don't see her going down there and hanging out with the offensive lineman's wife in section 226.
I hear you. But there are super famous wives that do hang out with the other players' wives. Case in point, Carrie Underwood. She's a huge friend. Does Mike Fisher play anymore?
No.
No.
She was retired. Excuse me. She was a huge friend with all the players' wives.
Was she? No, because she sat in her own box.
She did sit in her own box.
But I saw tons of pictures.
At her defense, though, a lot of these other players' wives don't speak English.
In
it's
hockey,
gotta be hard.
Especially.
That's a great. I mean, I don't know how you do that. Well, sort of, like in baseball, they have a little section. I don't know. And I don't know how many wives go to all the games, but they have a wives section.
Your name is Carrie Underwood.
What do you do?
You sing country music.
Have you ever heard the ballad of Schwischkopf?
What kind of songs do you sing? Brut Ratcut? It's one of my favorites. Can I offer you some vodka?
It's got to be hard making friends.
It has to be hard. So that's why I don't know if Giselle is going to be making friends with these wives. I don't know how much time she's going to spend around them because she's not going to be – she's going to go to the games and leave. I don't see her going to team functions. I don't know how that works.
Adam Humphrey's still with the Bucks?
Yeah, except for he signed with the Titans last year.
Thought he was in our city.
Oh, I thought he went. I thought he left.
You're only a season behind.
That way.
The beauty of all this
– who's their slot? I feel like they had somebody really good.
Godwin's there. Well, Humphreys was there. I don't know who he is now.
A tight end, O.J. Simpson –
OJ, oh OJ oh Simpson, he's really good. OJ Howard.
Oh my God.
OJ Howard.
Try and say OJ and not Simpson after.
Can they, okay, OJ can, Howard.
Hey, can they call OJ Howard the juicer? Is that name just taken?
No, I don't. I think that's retired.
Okay.
I think that's bad.
It's just attached to something really bad.
Yeah, it's attached to something bad.
All right, let's go, juice.
Oh shoot! You know his teammates call him OJ Simpson, guys. Come on.
There is no way they call us.
Wouldn't you though? Like just our personalities. Like if one of our names is OJ, wouldn't you just call us like, "Yo, Simpson"?
I just call him the Juice more than I would call him Simpson because his last name is Howard. So I don't think of every OJ thing OJ Simpson.
You don't?
All right.
How many OJs do you know?
Well, I know one OJ that we used to party hard on 6th Street.
Yeah,
party
did?
Hard. Oh,
OJ?
My God.
Yeah. Orange juice mixer.
I used to hang out with OJ and mix him with tequila.
But yes, now, but I mean, and then I thought all these reports are like, oh, Todd Gurley wants to go to Tampa, and then immediately he signs with Atlanta.
When did that happen?
Last night.
Oh, I gotta start checking my phone more.
So they have Freeman too?
No, they cut Freeman last week.
Oh.
Dang.
A few days ago.
Who was their backup?
Ito Smith.
Oh, Ito.
Yeah.
There was a bottom line thing on SportsCenter that said guys are joining Tampa Bay because of Brady.
Okay, and I saw that, and then I saw a great tweet earlier from Pro Football Talk. And they're like, if that's so true, then why did every damn player in New England leave in free agency? Because they want to play with Tom Brady so much, they all signed here, signed there. No one stayed in New England.
No, Antonio Brown wanted to stay, but he got kicked out.
I'm not talking about him.
Oh.
Like, I'm talking about other players. They went and signed with Detroit, Miami, the Jets, the Giants.
Aaron Hernandez wanted to stay.
Oh, my gosh,
but he couldn't.
Aaron. Oh my gosh.
They let him go.
It's been a rough week for Boston fans. Like, we need to have our condolences out to Boston. They lose Tom Brady.
St. Patrick's Day.
They've lost St. Patty's Day.
Marcus Smart, coronavirus.
They lost Mookie Betts to the Dodgers. And now
true.
Chris Sale, Tommy John surgery.
Dang.
What's a Tommy John?
Boston sports are crumbling.
Wow.
The Red Sox lose Mookie Betts, Chris Sale, David Price. I mean, they traded David Price. He wasn't that great, but they're going to be hurting.
Dang.
Are you just going to ignore me? What's a Tommy John?
Yes, I'm going to ignore you. Absolutely.
It's what you need for your shoulder.
Guys, am I missing something? What the is a Tommy John? What's Tommy John surgery?
It's a surgery that was popularized by Tommy John, correct?
Yes.
It's true.
Okay, who is Tommy John?
You have to repair your elbow, and they have to take ligaments and all this.
Because there's no way that he goes in the hospital and they're like, all right, here we go with patient number 472. What's wrong with him? He's got Tommy John. All right, let's get him.
No, you're usually having elbow pain, and you go in, you need Tommy John surgery. You're out for a whole year.
Tennis elbow?
I don't know if it's the same thing, but it's Tommy John.
Tommy John.
It's been a rough week for Boston.
Is this a common injury?
For pitchers.
For pitchers, yes.
Really?
And they seem to come now. Technology has advanced enough where they come back. Like, it used to be a career ender, pretty much. Now it seems like they come back stronger.
Rookie of the year.
Yes.
Case in point, surgery.
Exactly. Oh, Dennis Quaid? Did he have Tommy John?
Oh, boy. Dennis Quaid was the rookie?
Baumgartner, was it? Rowan Gardner.
Rowan Gardner was rookie of the year.
Got it. Coach, I'm just trying to get my facts straight.
The rookie was about a high school coach who told his team if they won district, I believe, that he would go try out because he threw gas. And he threw gas and he made the Rays.
He would go to one of those radar things on the street and throw the sign to get see how fast he threw it.
I think that's probably part of the movie. Yeah. I don't know if that's real life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd always see that and I'm like, really, if you threw a baseball by that thing, would it really register?
Let's
I don't
go
think
try
it.
There's one by my house.
If there is, try and run by one. I've always been curious if it picks up you running.
Probably. What's the difference between you and a car?
I ran by one in Florida, and I want to know if it did pick me up. I don't remember.
You can tell it does it 10 feet before you even get to it.
Oh, that's a good question.
Speaking of, those things on the side of the road, on the crosswalks that you push to cross over, do those things work?
No. It's all based on the traffic signal timing.
So why are the buttons even exist?
To make you feel better.
Make
you feel better as a human being that you are affecting that stoplight. It has no right. You have no rhyme or reason. You could sit there and not push it, and you're going to go in the same amount of time.
I went the other day, and I pushed it 20 times, and the thing wouldn't change.
That guy.
What do you mean?
Was there anybody else there?
Yeah, there was a few people.
I hope they're 6 feet away.
And it kept saying, wait. Wait.
It talked to you?
Wait. And I'm like, I've been waiting for 2 minutes. Hit it again. Wait. Then finally, I was like, I don't think these things are plugged in.
No, they don't work. They're just there to make you feel better.
That's crazy. That's
what they do.
I think you're right.
No, I know I'm right.
Do you have proof?
Yes. In some cities, they don't have the buttons.
And you know when you hit a button, like say your computer, you can hear it
something. There's no noise.
You push that one, it doesn't push anything.
So when the guys are installing it, they're like, yeah, make sure you put that button in there.
Sometimes you push it and it's like it just feels like there's a spring in there.
Hey,
and that's
boss,
it.
These unconnected wires, going to just put them in here.
All these extras, just shove them in.
Hey, boss, do I connect the wires? No, you idiot. We never connect the wires.
That's always the step we skip, you idiot.
I also laugh at people like when you're waiting for an elevator and it's already lit up.
And they hit it again.
Like, guys, you're not speeding up the elevator by hitting it again. It is coming. Like, it knows you are there. Hitting it 5 times makes no difference.
Hey, do you ever hit all the buttons when you're getting out?
I used to.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's funny.
You know what's really funny is, I used to do this when I was younger, is if the elevators are side by side, you can take the elevator up and then hold the doors open, and you can look down the crack, and you can see people getting on the other elevator.
Really? That's weird.
And you
weird.
Can talk to people.
No.
Oh, heck yes. We would sit there in the hotel and be like, can you hear me? And be like, yeah, get off the elevator. And you see people get off the elevator. Or I'm stuck.
You got to explain this to me. Like, I've never
you
heard of this
open.
Before.
Okay. You can open
it. No. You know, you had to open them.
But are you at could. The bottom or the top?
The top. Matter.
You ride it
you
up.
Look. Yeah, you ride it up. So all there's right. two elevators side by side, yeah. you know, like in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the left one up to the floor six or whatever.
Okay.
And then you just, when the doors open, just hold it open and look down the crack.
Got you.
And you can see the elevator that was on the right below. And, like, you can see them open the doors and you see people getting on. Be like, hello, hello. And they can hear you. You talk to them. And you can scare them.
Because there's those gaps in
yes,
the elevator.
Yes, there's gaps.
Yeah, yeah, gaps.
And they don't want you to hold the doors
right.
open.
Right. Well, it starts buzzing. It starts buzzing, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're down there and you start talking to them. Like, hey.
I hit the alarm all the time just for fun. You ever hit the alarm in there?
Yes. My kid did it the other day.
Does it call anybody?
No. The phone in there, though, that calls
But the
people,
phone
doesn't.
The phone is just a recording. It calls a recording because we
you
were-
You picked it up?
We were in the elevator a couple weeks ago when the tornado hit, and we were taking it up to the eighth floor or whatever.
You were in the
you
damn elevator when
during
the tornado?
You have an elevator in your house?
Coach,
I thought you were at the
house.
Of
all the places to be during the tornado, the elevator might be the worst.
Coach, you have a mansion?
I told my family to get in the elevator. Nader's coming.
So in order to get to the basement, you took the elevator.
Anyway, we were at the hotel when our power was out after the tornado had hit. And
after.
We're oh, in like the
day,
elevator.
The day after, got it.
And it just all of a sudden shakes and goes, this elevator is now out of service. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I immediately hit the call someone button. And it's a recording. Is there something we can help you with?
And did you talk to it?
I'm like, yeah, the elevator. And then the doors open and we got off.
Can you see him talking to it? yes.
What is your name, sir?
Lunchbox. Mr.
Jason Gibble.
No, he goes, Lunchbox. Your real name, sir.
Not your radio
No, but
name.
It was a recorded, I mean, it wasn't even a real person. So I don't know what the point of calling someone is.
No, they probably send that recording out, whatever you
yeah,
say.
Yeah, that makes me feel comfortable. I'm stuck in an elevator, and I'm just supposed to assume this little computer voice is sending a message to
well,
a human.
Let's be real. I mean, I'm sure you had a phone on you.
In the elevator, phones don't work usually.
What?
get in the elevator when you're on a phone call and tell me it doesn't drop the phone call.
I mean, if I'm in New York City, Coach, when you're at the Hampton Inn with two floors.
Still drops it.
Stop it.
When you go in a parking garage, it drops it.
What are you talking, underground parking garage?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to go to an elevator today and try this?
Let's go right now.
We got one in the building.
We go in the okay. Can you? Hey,
you know what?
Set it up.
I don't have my phone. I don't have my phone.
Coach, you have yours?
Yeah, just use my phone for everything, Coach.
I'll call you.
I already used.
Mic it
God
up.
Knows how many minutes yesterday calling Lunchbox.
Mic it up and don't.
You
be
have unlimited minutes, you loser.
And don't be stupid. Tell me the truth.
Well, you're the one that's gonna drop.
Well, hey,
no, but you won't
on.
Hear me.
Hold on. Whose phone? Because yeah, we. This phone doesn't work anymore.
Right there.
Oh, he's gonna call
it in the makeshift.
I got
it's fine. He can just hold it up right now. It's not gonna be very long. Go.
Are you calling me?
Who's your phone's going?
Yes, call me.
What's your number?
Get
7.
Dude,
9.
I can't believe you've never been in an elevator
no,
and the
it's
phone
happened,
dropped.
But yes. That stopped 5 years ago.
All right,
okay,
Coach.
Here we go.
I got it.
And this one's only a 1-floor elevator, so I don't even know if it's.
And that's my point. Hampton Inns are 1 floor.
No, they're not. They're 10 floors. You idiot.
Hey, coaches.
All right. Keep
oh
going,
my gosh.
Coach. He's walking. Tell us where you're going.
I'm walking down the hall towards the elevator. Stand
oh,
by.
My God. You're so annoying. And, guys, I don't know what you sore losers are doing. I need some TV shows to watch. I need a good 30-minute show, like maybe a comedy or something. 30 minutes is really hooks me because I need a good show. Are you
all
at the
guys,
elevator?
I'm walking to the elevator. Stand by. I'm pushing the button.
And we just had some messages that said when we do Lunchbox on the phone with speakerphone, it's better than when you actually call the radio phone line. And so I think this is honestly even better than using that. So this might be our
new elevator coming?
All right, here you go. Door just opened, guys. I'm walking in the elevator now.
And tell us what you're doing.
I'm now in the elevator pushing the number 2 to go up.
Okay.
All right. And door's closing. And right now, I am starting to move upwards. Can you hear me?
Yes, the phone call
still
is
there.
Still connected.
Do you guys hear me loud and clear? Like, I'm still talking. I'm saying words. Oh, look at that. I've reached level 2.
Okay, so it was a weak elevator.
Yeah, you're still nasally, but we can still hear you.
Coach, that is my voice. Well, the door's open and it's closing again because I'm going back down.
All right, go down to the parking garage.
I've still remained.
Go to the parking garage.
No, that would be underground.
No. That where do you think I came from when I was in the elevator? The parking garage.
Right. Okay, can you still hear me?
Yep. Loud and clear, Coacher.
All right, the door's opening and I'm walking out. No further questions, Your Honor.
You're not in the parking garage.
That's it.
You're in the parking garage.
Hi, Toyser.
That's not the parking garage. He's an idiot.
Coach, are you in the women's bathroom?
Coach, I'm coming back to the studio now. Well, experiment is over.
Okay.
I've won.
No. Because you went on one rinky elevator that went 1 floor. You didn't even go to the parking garage.
Hey, was my theory correct?
I think Eddie wins this one, Coach.
Thank you.
Okay.
You guys can vote at our Twitter.
Every elevator. Yeah, that's a great poll. Every elevator, the call drops.
I did not say every elevator.
Except for this
Coach,
one.
I did not
look,
say every elevator.
I think you were right 5 years ago. There was a I think the cell phone companies have figured this one out. Because I'm sure they had board meetings.
Usually,
and they were like.
No. Because here's why.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, whatever. I'm not going to argue with you because we're not going to settle this. I'm not going to agree with you because I get in elevators all the time and the phone drops.
But you don't even really have an argument because you got stuck in an elevator after the tornado while you were in a hotel. You didn't even use your phone. You depended on the phone in the elevator. All I was saying was that if you ever get stuck in an elevator, use your phone.
If you're stuck in an elevator, it's better to just use phone
yourself.
Instead of the crappy one that's sitting there.
Yeah,
that's
usually,
all I was saying.
All I'm saying is your phone usually does. Try to send a text message when you're going up to the 8th floor of an elevator. It won't send.
He's got his cell phone in his pocket. He's trying to use the landline.
Hey, please repeat your question. God dang, this technology sucks.
I wish I had something to call out.
You guys are
I'm going to be stuck in the elevator forever.
I'm drinking my old pee.
Help me, God.
Guys are idiots.
Sweetie, take off your clothes for warmth.
Honey, I mean, need breast milk.
I cannot wait to hear from the people that will agree with me that your phone gets, the phone calls get dropped when you get in an elevator.
I can't believe we're stuck here. I've tried everything, honey. We're stuck here for life.
Hold on. What about this that I got in my pocket? Oh, it's just my cell phone.
It'll never work. Don't even bother.
Well, I've been playing Candy Crush all morning.
It's all tweeting stuff out. I know, but it's a thing. Elevators don't make phones not work.
Elevators, your phone gets cut off a lot of the times. I didn't say it's 100% of the time. Most of the time, your phone does not work in an elevator.
That was funny.
Anyway, now, I turned to ESPN.
There's no sports on.
Coach, well, March Madness?
Well, they are doing... Here, I will give them credit. They are trying something. They have a March Madness bracket, and they're doing the best college basketball player of all time. They have 64 people, and they... vote and you narrow it down and, you know, it's whatever regions. But here's my only problem is, why the hell do they have women in the bracket? Why do they have women college basketball players in the bracket?
Sexist.
No, it's not sexist. Here's my thing.
I hope they were the playing game because I don't know any of them.
I mean, what? Now you're going to, what?
No,
what
are you- I'm going to say it is an injustice to the women because you're not going to, the women are not going to outshine the men in the bracket. Put a woman's bracket and a man's bracket. When I watch the bracket reveal, I never see a women's team in the field of men. So why would you do it when you're trying to come up with the best college basketball player of all time? It's okay to have the best female college basketball player of all time and the best male college basketball player of all time. There's no harm in that.
Interesting. So you want them like restrooms. Men's restroom, women's restroom. Men's bracket, women's bracket.
That's how it is. It's a men's bracket and a women's bracket. So why, when we're going to do the best of all time, are we going to combine the two? Because you're not going to put the UConn women's team up against the man's team. Because the best man's team versus the best UConn women's, who's going to win?
I bet you UConn can probably beat Stetson.
No, they can't.
Is it teams or players?
Just players. But what I'm saying is when you do brackets, you have a man's bracket and a woman's bracket. So why, when we're going to do the best player, all of a sudden do we combine them?
I hear you. And if you fill out that bracket, you're a loser.
No, hey, I have.
They already have it. It's just there's voting.
You know what I would do? Man, I don't know why they didn't think of this.
What, porn stars?
They put a bracket together, right? They have your teams. And then every day that there would have been a game, and everyone still fill out our brackets and we submit it. We have our little leagues and everything, right? Put our $20 in. And then every day when it's like 11 o'clock, first day, so-and-so versus so-and-so, flip a coin. Winner of that one, this team. And then we move on, and then we wait till noon for the next game, flip a coin. And then we can still have winners.
Decent.
We can still play the bracket.
I wanted that to be a terrible idea. Actually decent.
Actually not bad.
Like, that could have been so much fun. Coach, why don't we do it here?
We could.
We don't know the 64 teams.
You can make them up. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter who the teams are.
I want Tennessee and Vanderbilt in.
Okay, that's fine. You can have them. We can all have our dream teams.
It doesn't matter. You could have whatever team you wanted, and we could flip. We could start it on Monday. This is a great idea.
Thank you, Coach. Holy crap. Are we going to do the drawing again?
Screw the real March Madness.
Are we going to do the other damn? Okay. We got to hurry. It's not March about
guys,
me.
Like
April Flowers tournament, y'all.
This is a great idea.
Craziness.
This is a great idea. This is actually a great idea.
But I don't understand why no one thought of this. Like, we don't know who's going to win ever. We always think we know who's going to win.
This could be great. Okay.
Wow.
So
you're a genius.
Thank you. Thank you.
You need to take his title.
Thank you. I'm the sports genius.
So what we need to do. How much would it be? Ten? Should we only do $10?
Sure, it's a flip of a coin.
It's
like
literally roulette. Please do $10.
$10.
$10.
There's going to be a lot of upsets this March Madness.
Well, here, okay.
Say, Stetson has to go in. I talk about Stetson so much, they have to make it.
Here's the only problem. We can't do it.
Why?
This is why. How you can't go to Yahoo and fill out a custom bracket.
We don't have the infrastructure.
I don't have the infrastructure to put that together so people can go
pick
their team.
Can we call Yahoo and let us do it?
What about our people that let us design the fantasy football? Would they allow us to design this? I don't even know if they have the same thing.
I don't know. It's a great idea. But
what if, hold up. What if everyone prints out a generic bracket, just a picture of a bracket, and fills out whatever the teams are.
Okay.
Well, then everybody's going to have different teams.
No. We come up with the bracket, and everyone does it at home, and they take a picture. Whoever makes it takes a picture of their bracket.
Okay.
And that's the record.
Okay. Here's the thing.
And it doesn't. I don't know if we can support 100 brackets.
Hold on.
We're going to have to do it all by hand. Yes.
You thought going through and just selecting the names and then drawing them was a lot of work.
Correct. I did, Coach.
Okay, so I'm going to leave
I
you
did
in charge.
In an automated world, yes, I thought that was a lot
okay.
of work. Coach, we're ground zero right now where the world's just starting over.
I will leave you in charge of this. I'll leave you in charge of this. because I know what's going to happen. That's a great idea. Lunch, go ahead and do that.
So he needs to come up with, we need to all come up with the teams, and then we need to do the drawing on Monday.
And then Eddie has to be responsible for getting everybody's bracket.
How about everyone takes a picture of their filled out bracket
but then you're gonna
and tweets it to us? And then we'd pick it out, and we're like, so-and-so.
Right, but then you're going to have to go, we're going to have to go through all those brackets, add up all the points.
No. It's like bingo, coach. Everyone, it's a trust thing. We trust you to keep track of the winner and the loser. And then when we go back, you send me your winner, and we will check to see if it's a winner or not.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, send me a winner.
Eddie's genius.
Eddie said, I'm going to trust people. At the end, just send me. Yeah, they'll just print out another bracket.
We have their original picture, you dumbass.
We're doing the drawing. We're going to pick 100 people. We're going to say, take a picture of with the teams we've picked, your bracket. Boom, we get it. It's just by honor system, the entire tournament till the very end. Then when you get to win the money, we'll look at it.
Let me see your original picture.
It's an honors thing. Everybody does it on their own. People are bored as hell at home. They can do it in 2 seconds.
But we have to limit to like 20. It can't be 100.
No, we can easily do 100 if it's the honors system. Everybody just totals their own.
Hey, take the weekend. Think about it. I think we can do something.
That is genius.
Hit one shiny moment. Because I want to know on Twitter if this is interesting to you. Or email us. wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. And just say, you know what? Coin flip bracket. #coinflipbracket.
And this little podcast in Nashville, Tennessee is doing March Madness.
Stetson University to the Sweet 16.
I'm telling you, Stetson's going to be in it, baby.
Michigan State Spartans have been bounced because of a coin.
You know who else I'm putting in? Sam Houston State, baby.
Oh, Texas State's in, baby. The
ball is I hate telling you, Kansas is the number one overall seed.
I would agree to that.
Kansas has gone down to a 16.
Hey, they lose the first round to a coin flip.
Okay, I think we have something. I don't know how we're going to get. I mean, it's going
to
be interesting.
We're going to take the weekend to figure this out. But and if anyone's listening to ESPN or whatever, they're listening to us right now. If you want interviews, we're available.
Listen, we have enough idiots, we have enough degenerates that they're going to throw $10 at this.
Correct.
We saved March Madness.
Now,
there's no way that this virus is going to keep us all at home twiddling our thumbs. March Madness is going to happen.
Do we make one of the teams coronavirus?
It wins the whole thing. You're like, oh, crap.
No.
That backfired.
No.
Good call. Thank you.
They're in the NIT, not interested, tournament. Question, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we paying only first? No, we got to play first, second, third for a coin flip.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's only 10 because only it's such $10. A crapshoot.
It's a major crapshoot.
You'll still have better luck at roulette.
It's a flip of a coin.
So are we just going to use that bucket? Because what if some of those people don't want in?
No.
They want in.
We can start.
No, we're not starting. That's more cutouts.
Okay, so everyone that already has submitted.
No. I think we got to start over.
No, it's the same thing.
No.
Because it's different. It's a different game.
It's a different game, and there may be people that are just hearing this that didn't hear the old one and didn't get in time.
So
you better get your scissors ready again. Get his scissors out and his Elmer's glue. I got to do craft shop again and cut out 600. Hillary!
And should we do... there's a lot to talk about, but I think we can do it.
We just simplified it by telling the people to do it on their own.
And trusting them.
Yes. We create the bracket. That's
and it's
all
like
we have
bingo.
To-
if you claim a winner, give us your name. We'll have your original picture, and we'll check to see if it won.
And we all are going to...
If someone really won and they don't know that they did, sorry. You got to tell us you're the winner.
Well, I mean, we'll be going along.
Now, Coach, if there's hundreds, I'm not looking at everybody to see who won.
Not every day, but once we do it a weekend, hey, what are your point totals? And then
I think they'll remind us.
Exactly.
I hate to tell you, we could actually, I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to keep track ourselves if once we have the 100 brackets. Well, I was worried about how we were going to get them to sign up. But what you're saying is we print out an empty bracket.
Correct.
Yeah. We fill it out. We put the picture online. They have to copy that bracket.
Correct. And fill out their own.
Fill out the rest of
it. And submit us a picture of their final bracket. And we'll have it saved because...
Then we'll print them all, and I'll sit there with a highlighter.
And correct. this is gonna confuse wives, fiancés, girlfriends around the country.
They're like, I thought March Madness
there are
going to
be
happen.
Wives, girlfriends, and fiancés that are playing
plain.
This. Just
they
so you
will
know
be
that.
Playing.
I know, Packer girl.
And we could Instagram live with a coin flip anytime there's a game.
Yeah. How many games a day are we going to do? Because we can't.
Well, we have to catch enough to do because it started yesterday.
It started yesterday, so we would already be to the Sweet 16 by Monday.
But, I mean, we could do it every hour.
No, and we can catch up easily because remember the tournament would take a week off.
It'd be funny if one game's at my house, another game's at Lunchbox's, another game's at
drawing the coin flip.
Yes, coin flip.
Okay,
we could coin flip in the park.
Oh my gosh,
coin flip! In
that
the
is
bathroom.
Genius. You take a video of you flipping the coin. Here it is, Stetson versus Kansas.
Correct.
And then you're
okay. And the higher seed is heads. Or is it tails?
Well, we would just determine that whenever.
No, we got to determine that now.
I would say the best seed's always heads.
Because I thought you always called tails never fails, so do you want to be tails?
I mean, tails is my never fails.
I think heads is the favorite. Tails. I mean,
heads and shoulders above.
Oh yeah, heads top, tails bottom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to do it.
We're on to something.
And it's always one flip until the final game.
Can I say, I thought this podcast was going terribly today, and now all of a sudden we've turned it into greatness.
See, this is what happens, guys. I have lots of ideas. Yes, a lot of them are crap, but sometimes they got good ones.
Coach, and I supported it right away because I knew it was good.
I was on board. I was on board with
you. No, you wanted to crap on it
right away. No, I didn't know. Right away I said, actually, that's great.
I wanted to bash it, but I was like, that's actually a really good idea.
I'm just like, guys, they could be doing this on national television right now.
But they're not.
ESPN could be going live every time. There was supposed to be a game today, but instead we're doing the coin flip.
They go live to the coin flip, dude. All the fans are there. No, that'd be a bunch of people in a drawing.
Okay.
No more than 10 or 9.
We don't even have to do a drawing. We could have it unlimited.
Anyone that just submits it.
But then it's honor
system. But then the money, you've got.
No, that's the thing.
Okay.
Once they pay.
They're in.
They get the bracket.
There you go.
Oh, you send them the bracket.
Yeah. Like, we don't post the bracket. The only way you get the bracket is if you pay.
Oh, wow. See, now you're thinking.
But then somebody's going to post their, as long as somebody doesn't post it, because then somebody will have a copy of it, and then they can just act like they paid.
True. This is the truth.
Guys, I'm thinking of America.
Look, here's the thing. I love our listeners. I do every single one. But this is a trust game, and I don't know if I can trust you guys.
Hey, it's going to be fraudulent. The person that wins it all, we're going to find out, never paid the $10.
Ralphie's going to buck the system. Like, man, Ralphie.
This is crazy. Okay. There is something to it.
It's really good. No, it's starting. We'll come up with a bracket this weekend.
No, I get we're going to come up with a bracket, but we have to
figure out. I just have to feel like we keep track of who paid once it starts, and if they're on the list of the people that paid, then they get the money. If they're not, sorry, you never paid.
Oh, man, it's just hard.
It's really not hard.
But the drawing aspect is so fun to me.
No drawing.
Dude,
just let anybody come
in. In this case, the coin flip's going to be the best.
In this case, there's going to be absolute crappers in the Final Four, and it's going to be the funniest thing ever. Dude, Stetson, is it a real university?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Stetson's a real university.
You've been saying it forever.
I saw him in person.
Here's the thing. Whoever had their ticket already punched, they got to be in. Boston University, you're in.
Yeah, you got to have good ones.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then how are you going to rank them?
Here's what it is.
I mean, it doesn't damn matter.
Hey,
I mean, it doesn't, but.
No, but the top 25 need to be in. The automatic bids need to be in. And then after that, we pick random schools that we like.
I think this is great.
Okay.
Let's think about it. Oh, and then we'll come on Monday. We'll talk about it. And then let's do it.
And we got to find out we have interest first.
Oh, coach. How would there not be? No one's betting on anything.
Everybody, when they hear this, is going to pop a boner. Not even kidding.
Coach.
I mean, be excited.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Dude, this just made people's lives.
We have to jump on it quick, though, before other people.
Oh, they're
going to
run with
it.
We got to get a patent.
Okay, actually, forget it. Let's not take all weekend. Let's just think about it right after the podcast and then start the tweeting conversation.
Well.
We'll do the drawing on Monday, but I mean.
There's no drawing.
No, I think there has to be a drawing.
You said there wasn't a drawing.
I know, but the drawing is half the excitement. Here's an idea. Since we already have those names cut, if you did not submit for the original tourney and you'd like to be in the bucket.
There you go.
Hashtag? Yeah.
Or email. Yeah.
Email would be so much easier.
I know.
Let's do email.
The thing with Twitter, sometimes I miss a lot of
tweets. But here's the thing. But I want to get us tweeting.
Do you have a good tag?
I get it, but I miss a lot of tweets. Sometimes you guys talk about tweets and I'm like, I checked it and I didn't see that at all.
What's a good tag?
Hashtag sore losers coin flip.
Oh, love it. That's it.
I mean, I don't even think we need to.
Because I want our name in it.
Hashtag.
You do?
Yes, because when people click on it, sore losers. I think that's the key when you do a hashtag. You want people to
see. Sore losers coin flip.
That's it.
Madness.
That's longer.
Or hey, hashtag sore losers coin flip bracket.
That's way, no.
It's too long, but it's there.
Sore losers, coin flip madness.
Guys, we had such a good idea. No. Now we sound like idiots.
Now we're ruining it. Hey, I like the sore losers, coin flip madness.
What?
Sore losers, coin flip madness.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys said it. I just
sore
repeated
losers,
it.
Coin flip madness.
That's the hashtag. And if
God,
you want to email,
a long one. They're going to be like, I tweeted something really good, but I can't.
We
do
are the sore losers at gmail.com or hashtag sore losers, coin flip madness.
Yeah.
Guys, gambling is back. The month of March isn't over, baby. Hey, get my name, baby.
Hey, somebody had to save the madness because nobody else in this world acts like they give
I
up.
I mean, everyone's like they're in quarantine. They've got to just like, oh, my life's over. No.
I just started a 1,000-piece puzzle on my dining
room
table.
We're still living, guys.
I made my wife close the blinds, and we don't have any air from the outside.
Guys,
I started playing Sudoku.
Guys, this is really funny.
I'm telling you, man.
This is really good.
And I'm serious. If ESPN wants to interview us, we're all available.
Yeah, CBSSports.com. You want to do, you know, whatever.
But I'm hey, this is timestamp. Today, March 20th, we came up with the idea of coin flip madness.
Hashtag
sore losers coin flip madness.
Guys, I am going into this weekend so excited now.
I know, guys. Me too.
I was very disappointed. Like, I was mad. I was getting frustrated with you guys because, but today.
Hey, once we get caught up.
And we got to do.
Once we get
it's
caught
gotta
up.
It's got to be a quarter. It cannot be a nickel or a dime or it has to be a quarter.
I was thinking this chip.
Or do you want half dollars?
Half dollars because they're bigger.
Do you have a half dollar?
No, but Ray, do you still have yours?
No, I took those all to the coin guy.
Oh, I have some. From Vegas.
Okay, so you bring them.
I'll bring them. When does the tournament start?
Well, here's the
thing. It'll have to start next Thursday.
Yeah. Well, okay, we can start. But once we catch up, we got to stay with the schedule of whenever the Final Four would be and the championship.
We're already too far behind.
No.
Yeah, because we're not going to start it till next Thursday.
I know, but the championship isn't till like April.
Which is a week from next Thursday.
Oh, and where was it supposed to be at? Wasn't it supposed
Atlanta,
to be
so we got to drive to Atlanta.
We drive to Atlanta. Okay.
No, so, question. Hold on.
We're in the ghetto in Atlanta for the coin flip?
They're like, we're somewhere in Atlanta right now. What are you looking up over there?
I'm seeing if there's an Atlanta, Tennessee.
Coach,
there's not.
Coach, it's social distancing right now. We can't go anywhere. Yes. We'll do it from our house.
No, I meant like if there was an Atlanta, Tennessee, like if it was 20 minutes away, I'm we can just drive to the city limit sign.
No,
what are you guys going to Atlanta for? Coin flip madness.
Are you watching it? It's on Instagram. Hashtag sore losers
coin flip madness.
We have to start cutting down on the crowds. Apparently, there's a sore losers coin flip madness. There's thousands of people. The cops are out in full force.
Hey, and if we get over all this corona stuff and things come back normal, I say we do a parade.
We got to go to the university and present it. We will present the university with a trophy.
It says sore losers coin flip madness.
I swear to you. I love it. I don't know where the university will be, but we will get one made.
Gosh, I hope it's Stetson.
Coach, if it's a big school, they will literally tell us to get off their front porch and kick our ass.
No. Now, question. When we get the trophy made, do we take it to the athletic department or do we take it to the president of the university?
No, the president of the university, because this is bigger than the athletic department. This is the only tournament going on in the world right now.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the only. The one and only competitive tournament happening in the world right now.
A small podcast out of Nashville has figured out a way to virtually unite America.
There are three guys by the name of Lunchbox, Eddie, and Sizzin. And they came up with this idea, which is greatness.
I am. This is great.
Telling you guys.
There's no interest. It falls flat.
It might fall flat. But hey, and if it's a huge success, after the men's tournament, we'll do a.
Oh, and then, like you said earlier, we'll combine the women's and men's together.
No.
Okay. Okay, good.
Man, interesting.
All right, let's
Baylor.
Go. Boys, we got a lot of work to do. Let's
Baylor
go.
Baylor has got another shot at winning it all.
Oh, yeah!
The Jayhawks, guys, before everything, Sosa will play in March Madness.
Hey, if it is Kansas for the championship and DeSouza's playing, I want to put him on the coin. And I want to flip that one.
You know, you flip a chair.
Nice, coach. All right, let's go. Guys, we got a lot of work to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Texas State University, you will be in the tournament. I'm pushing for you, baby.
The Roadrunners are in, right?
UTSA, they're a bubble team. They're a bubble team. We'll see if it gets popped.
Michigan State, I don't know.
Oh, they're in.
Okay.
Oh, coach, they're going to be in anyway.
Sorry, I've been mad at them all year.
Wow. Hey, nominate your university. Do you want to be in?
Yes.
Do you want your university to have a shot at a national title?
Here we go. Locks is going to pimp whatever. What is it? Minnesota?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Moe's going to give us the Jamaican university that he went to.
He went to the University of South Florida.
Oh, I thought he's Jamaican. I thought he went to school
in
Jamaica.
I just thought of something. For the first time ever, could we allow this type of school into the March Madness? An online university, Phoenix.
University of Phoenix?
DeVry.
Nice.
I thought you were going to go technical college.
I should have.
No, it's good. All right. Have a great weekend. Let us know.
We got a lot of
work. What's that hashtag?
What's the hashtag again?
Sore losers coin toss.
Wait, what?
Coin flip madness.
Coin toss?
Coin flip. You don't toss.
The hashtag is
sore losers coin flip madness.
Get out of here.
No one knows just how hard you worked. But now it shows in one shining moment. It's all.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.